Start your day with Triple M breakfast and a nice hot shower. Built tough for Aussie conditions. When it comes to water heating, ask your plumber to install a ream.
All right, here we go. Everybody get ready in 3, 2, 1.
Live from the top of Caxton Street, home of Suncorp Stadium, Lefties, Gambaros and the Caxton Hotel. On 104.5 Triple M and the Listener app, this is Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
Triple M Breakfast.
Oh, everyone okay after the Logies?
Who's hungover? Oh. Who's you bleary-eyed, Margot?
Everybody.
I think Marto was the only one in the studio that actually watched the Logies.
I watched the first 20 minutes.
Oh, where do you? How did you know about it?
I didn't watch anything.
You just watched the highlights.
I read it this morning.
Oh, righto. I watched 20 minutes and I just went, who's that person? Who's that? These are the stars of Australian television. Mm. They're not hitting the mark.
Well, you know, my game that I pitched to you, Marto, I'd love to play. It's a visual game, though,
yes.
But the game is Celebrity or Seat Filler.
Now, tell everyone what a seat filler is, though.
So they're the people who run in to make sure that the tables look full when the celebrities go to the bathroom, of course, to urinate. That's the only thing they're doing in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So for the television, they need the tables full. Now, I'd like to just isolate some of those people and see if the Australian public can tell if they're a seat filler.
Where do they
or a
go?
Celebrity.
Do they go and hang out in the toilets when the celebrities come back?
In the green room.
Does that actually happen?
That's the thing.
Seat filler, you can be one.
Who
mate.
Are they?
Random people that sign up for it. You could be
sign
one.
Up for it.
Well, they get paid.
Do they get paid?
I don't think they get paid.
Why don't we get all the TV stars to take less cocaine? Like, don't let them leave the room.
Come on, hang on, mate. They're not going to do it.
You can't say that.
It can't happen. What? It's a what?
I don't think you can say that.
Say what? It's TV stars take cocaine.
It's an unidentified.
I think you can say that.
It's an unidentified white powder. That's what the media say always.
Yeah.
Even if you're snorting it, it's unidentified.
But for someone like me who's never taken any cocaine, I can be as loud and as aggressive critic of cocaine as I like. Because I actually have the high moral grounds, correct?
Okay, sure.
So TV stars take too much cocaine, and that's what's wrong with television. You right?
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
That is the new one from Chris Cheney of Living End fame. That's part of his new project, The Storm Before the Calm on Triple M. That one is called California. I don't know why I've bothered doing that. We could have got the man himself to do his own back announce because he's here with us. Chris Cheney.
I am here with you.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Good morning.
Now, what was that all about? Somebody told me you lived there for 9 years and came home just during the pandemic.
That's exactly correct, yeah. Yeah, well, we sort of started to feel a little bit uneasy over there and I thought probably a safer place to be health-wise would be Melbourne, Australia, and probably a better place to be employment-wise would be Melbourne, Australia. And boy, was I wrong with that.
Well done, Dan Andrews.
So what I did was I moved into a new house and into a garage and I wrote a song called California.
And this is what, like a love letter to the city of LA?
Well, it was, yeah, because it just started to feel like, you know, I mean, the whole world started to lose their mind, correct? But I really just sort of started to go around the twist and thought, man, those palm trees and Santa Monica Beach and, you know, Sunset Boulevard, and it just seems a world away. So it just, the song just kind of spilled out and I just wanted to write this really sunshine kind of sounding pop song that, you know, in the vein of a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers or something. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Chris, I'm a big fan of The Living End, mate. I was in high school when Prisoner of Society came out.
Oh,
there was an anthem for a generation. Yes.
Now
I'm wondering, did you hark back to your rebel days and try and get deported somehow to get yourself back to California?
No, not exactly. I just sort of figured our time there was done and, you know, we're back in Australia now and I'm okay with that.
Recently, Living End got together and played at your mum's 80th. What was that like? How did they go? Any broken hips?
No. There was no broken hips. A little bit of crowd surfing here and there. We had to put the brakes on that real quick. But
was it a request on her behalf? Is she a fan?
No, we just decided. You know, the thing about that was when we first started out playing, we were called the Runaway Boys, and we were basically a covers band. And we were like 15 at the time, so our parents used to drive us to and from all of our early shows.
Yeah.
And even when became The Living End, you know, our parents would come to all the gigs. And so I said to Scott and Andy, you know what, it's Mum's 80th. Wouldn't it be nice if we set up like the old days and played a little set of like 1950s and 60s rock and roll covers for her. And she was blown away. And it was just like playing the big day out again.
How much do you attribute to your success? You know, we see sporting stars who always say, you know, if it wasn't for Mum taking me to training early in the morning or driving me to certain events, how how much of that do you attribute to the success of the band, The Runaways, and now The Living End, you know, being driven around like your personal roadie?
Yeah, well, I'll put it this way. My mother signed me up for guitar lessons when I was 7 or 8 years old.
Bang.
There you go.
So, you know, where would I be? Who knows? I wouldn't even like to think about it. So I kind of owe her, apart from the birth, I kind of owe her everything. Mm.
Chris, there's an interesting thing that happens with artists. As they develop and they get more comfortable, sometimes the art can suffer in a way. And you kind of alluded to it before. When you got put back into lockdown, that suffering can be reflected in the art. And people make the joke about Taylor Swift whenever she goes through a breakup. Her albums are better. Does that ever cross your mind that striving and being in a bad place, that trade-off can actually make your music better? It's a weird one, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, I mean, it's a weird one with the pandemic, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to sit around going, well, I had the best 2 years of my life, or I had the worst 2 years of my life. People are kind of sick of talking about it. But I will say that I definitely had the most creative period of my life during the lockdown. I ended up writing 3 more songs, probably the strongest songs on the record, because of the lockdown, and I ended up painting, which has become a whole new path for me. And I painted the album cover, and I've got about 30 canvases now, and it's just become this thing that I've rekindled my love for visual arts.
Good on you for turning it around, mate, and very aptly titled the album The Storm Before the Calm. There it is again, California. Chris Cheney, thanks so much for joining us, mate. We'll talk to you very shortly, and we'll hopefully see you up here soon.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Yes, brilliant. Thank you, guys.
July 16, you can check him out, the zoo in the valley. Chris Cheney, talk to you very shortly, mate.
Thank you very much.
Triple M, Marto and Margo.
Marto and Margo. Triple M Breakfast.
Margo, look who we've got here. Oh, hello. I'm hanging around with Jim Jefferies. Hey, Moss girl.
Hello. How are you?
How are you, mate?
Hey, mate. How's your knee? You feeling better? You're back on stage?
I'm back on stage, but I'm also back on the piss, so my knee's just ballooning out. I'm actually more rehabbing like Lindsay Lohan.
You sound like you need to go to rehab, Amos.
You're rehydrating, Amos. Amos, what did you do to your knee? I'm new
Have
to
you
this.
Met Amos and Dan Amos?
I've met. How are you, bro?
G'day, Dan. I tore my ACL with the enormous amount of power that I generate through my quadriceps while I turn quickly, and unfortunately the ACL was too puny to handle the raw athleticism.
Hopefully you're off the endones before you get back on stage, but are you working this into your show?
Not one bit, mate. I want an active strength. I don't like to limp out there, you know. I walk out nice and firm and we get straight away, you know. There's too many problems out there in the world beyond my silly little knee.
Show no weakness, Amos.
Are you telling me you've missed the opportunity to pretend you're the queen? Hello and welcome to my platinum.
You don't come on with a buggy?
I have a walking stick and it has a big silver skull on it, and every time I've gone through airport security, I've been stopped as they try and take the skull off thinking there's some kind of sword and or ecstasy inside. Hey, I'm in Hobart. Oh. What a joy.
What are you doing down there?
Me and Jim are touring here. Staying at a place called the Rest Point Casino, Australia's first ever casino. Have you heard of this?
No, you should not be staying there, Amos.
It is an absolute dump.
Oh.
Built in the 70s, hasn't been changed. And Jim and I'm staying on level 6. Jim's in level 4. Last night, very funny thing happened. We're going to the show, right? And it's packed. There's only one elevator working for the whole hotel. There's 2,000 people coming to the show, so it's a nightmare. I get in the elevator, level 6. It's absolutely packed with people who are coming to the show. It stops on level 4, which I know is where Jim is. And the doors open, and it's Jim. And he realizes he can't get in, so he sort of walks away. And this lady says to her boyfriend, "That's Jim Jefferies. I'm telling you, love, that's Jim Jefferies." And the boyfriend goes, "Oh, you reckon that's Jim Jefferies, do you?" And she goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "Babe, why would Jim Jefferies stay at a dump like this?" And then she goes, "Nah, I'm telling you, he's wearing a brown leather jacket. If he walks out in a brown leather jacket, you're buying me a drink." So I texted Jim and said, "Change your jacket." So how are we doing as a nation? We've got the rolling blackouts.
Interest
lettuce
rates,
at, what, $12 per iceberg. Yeah. Legitimately, the Zinger Burger has... I'm actually quite distraught about it. Have you...
What, no lettuce? One yet?
Well, have you seen what they've done? I went to a KFC, and it's my favourite Australian food. When I'm back in Australia, Because KFC Australia is the best there is.
Is it? Oh, that's good.
Oh, American KFC is a disgrace.
It's 11 herbs and spices. What could be different?
It's just there's a care, there's a love. You know, they're paid a fair wage when they work at KFC, so they're not spitting it.
Are you upset that they're putting cabbage on instead of lettuce? Is that what's happening?
That is what's happening. And as an Eastern European child, I grew up with that.
No sauerkraut.
Okay? I've tried to avoid that for the rest of my life as a Croatian person. I reckon what they should do is instead of saying it's due to price hikes, they should just say that they're making cabbage in the zingers in support of the Ukraine.
Yeah, you know? That's a great idea.
Oh, my God.
You're they could call genius. It the Zelensky burger. And every dollar from every burger goes to buying a Stinger missiles for the Kremlin.
Amos, 11 Stinger herbs and spice. Game on, bruv. You're a genius. Amos Gill, always a pleasure joining us on Triple M, mate. We'll talk to you next week.
See you later, guys.
Well, it's official, gentlemen. There is a traitor in the Parker household, and I'm going to have to throw one Memphis Parker, our eldest daughter, who's 12, under the bus, because it seems that around the age of 12, girls start becoming interested in good-looking men, or just men in general, or boys, or whatever you want to call them, young men. And one that's taken the fancy of our Memphis is one Nathan Cleary, the Penrith Panthers player. And I've warned her, stay away from NRL players. They're no good for anybody.
Jesus.
But we went up to Moreton Daily Stadium at Redcliffe on Saturday.
Penrith were playing the Warriors.
Late Saturday afternoon, and we watched the Warriors and Penrith play at the mighty Dolphins home ground, or the Warriors home ground for the moment, the Dolphins home ground
that's
for
it.
Next year.
The Warriors going home.
Warriors going home, done and dusted. I don't think any of them want to go home. They all want to stay here, it seems.
Now, does Wayne turn up with the eviction notice? Does he nail it to the door? You've got 2 weeks.
Time to get out. I think ScoMo still hasn't left down there. What are the chances that the Warriors are going to just keep hanging around?
The nation of squatters.
None of them want to go home. But it was really lovely because during the whole pandemic when the NRL was held up here and all of the teams had the hubs here in Brizzy, Memphis had been asking Corey to come to a game so that she could meet Nathan Cleary. Come on, Dad, you get access downstairs.
Actually meet him.
Yeah, she wanted to meet him. Didn't happen.
She got a poster. Let's just check. Do 12-year-olds still have posters?
They don't do posters.
But the
background photo on her Apple Watch is that of Nathan Cleary.
Ooh.
Her iPad, Nathan Cleary.
Can you fit Nathan Cleary's jaw onto a watch?
Just fits inside the little square. She has been asking for a meet and greet with Nathan Cleary, but not just that. She's been asking for a jersey.
Well, hold on, what sort of the
Panthers jersey?
The pink one like they wore on Saturday?
Well, it doesn't matter. Just a Panthers jersey in general, right? But because the Panthers have been going so well over the last few years, jerseys are always sold out. I haven't been able to get one. I've actually looked to get one for her, but just haven't been able to find one. Anyway, when we actually found one about, 2 months ago, she went, it feels weird. I don't know if I can do it because I've worn a Broncos jersey her whole life, right? So she goes, Mum, it looks weird. I just don't know if I can do it.
Good.
We turn up Saturday lo and behold, Corey has a pink, the oak milk
that's
pink.
That's a beauty. I like the pink
Penrith Panthers
pink
jersey.
Panthers.
He presents it to her as we turn
Corey
up.
Corey does.
Corey. Oh, and it's signed by Nathan Cleary.
Oh good.
Wow. And the only thing that she notices is not that it says a nice little message to Memphis and his signature. It's got a love heart down the bottom. She's like, Mum, he gave me a love heart.
Stop
I bet
it.
He doesn't do that on all the jerseys. And at the end of the game, so she wore the jersey loud and proud. And there we were cheering for the Panthers. And Nathan had to do an interview afterwards for Fox Sport. And Corey said, quick jump over. So she jumps over and she stood there like a nervous young teenager, just like, oh my God, it's going to happen. And then she stood there and he said, how are you? And she's like, yep, good. And she got all nervous. She went as pink as her jersey. She got all blushed and flushed in the face, and she got all nervous and giddy. And he was so gracious and so kind. And I walked away a Nathan Cleary fan after that too. He made her feel so lovely. And he went along that whole stadium. There were so many Panthers supporters there, Marto.
Were they all 12-year-old girls?
No, they weren't. There was lots of men wearing Panthers jerseys. But he went along that whole side of the field. field and got selfies with people, signed autographs, like stayed around, you know, made the effort.
Just notice, Marto, look what she's wearing today. She's wearing a black skivvy. Have we lost you to the Panthers?
Train. Triple
M Breakfast
with Marto and Margo. I know you've got some expertise, so I need a ruling on this, Margo. Got a mate over in New Zealand. He said, can you just check whether this is happening? And he knows I call them Briwis, all the Kiwis from Brisbane. It may be a Kiwi thing. Now, he's got this post on a town's notice board, okay? But I'll skip that. He said there's a real emerging problem over here, Marto. Hawira Town in Taranaki have already banned pyjamas from the town cinemas. Apparently New Zealand, because it's winter. After COVID, nobody went to work, so everyone wore their pyjamas 24 hours a day. But now people...
Are we talking proper pyjamas that you buy from, like, the pyjama store?
I
or are we talking,
so.
Like, just jumpers and hoodies and trackies? Because that qualifies
there's
also.
There's been blurred lines. In the old days, you used to have your pyjamas and then you'd have your day clothes.
What
and
do you
pyjamas.
Wear to bed, Marto? What are your pyjamas?
Oh, yeah, tell me
remember
it's
those McDonald's pyjamas that they sent to us last year?
I've still got them.
They're rippers.
They're comfy and they're warm.
And a T-shirt.
Peter Alexander.
Did Peter Alexander make them?
Yeah.
Oh, they're actually very nice. So that's my pyjamas. I'm not talking about me. I wore Ugg boots to work the other day simply because you one day wore your pyjamas to work.
Yes. I don't wear pyjamas to bed, but I put my pyjamas on to wear to work.
Which is weird, but that's so you've got
But it's
fresh.
Warm and comfy because... Yeah. Like, pyjamas are actually, like, nice outerwear, whereas cold clothing is comfortable, but it's really daggy. It's like tracky. It's like a tracky, whereas some Peter Alexander pyjamas, like the McDonald's ones we got and my leopard print ones that have, got a show in here in the...
Yeah.
In the studio, they're actually really nice. It's like a nice top and pants.
Yeah, we like it.
So it's almost like dress wear.
But can I get the ruling I want is obviously they've taken it too far in New Zealand. If they've had to ban it from cinemas, they're going, no, listen, you're taking the mickey. Go home, get some clothes on and then come out to the cinemas. This is a public place.
How do you determine what someone's pyjamas are or not?
And what
and
do they
who
do?
Are
do
you
they,
to ban them?
Do they arrest them? Do you have to get in the back of the paddy wagon with your pyjamas on and go to prison?
I think it's like a nightclub. You can't come in with those shoes on.
Not with those Uggs on. No, but of all the places to ban them,
like
the cinema
Zealand.
Should be
thought,
cinema should be fine for pajamas. Are we okay with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Now it's similar in a similar way to how far away from the beach can you wear before you have to put clothes on? Like Dan and I were having a chat to that about that during the song. You can wear bikinis up to the Gold Coast Highway, but if you go to Pacific Fair, etc., you know this example, you've got to put clothes on.
I often wear my pajamas to work on a Monday because that's the day I like to go home and just get stuff done at home. Otherwise, I'm out. About doing stuff, so I figure if I put my pajamas on and come
get
to work,
stuff done.
I can't go anywhere else other than go home.
But get stuff done, is that go back to
bed?
I'll
do washing and housework and, you know, get myself organised for the day, put my washing away, but I'll go to the servo. Is the servo okay?
Servo's okay, 7-Eleven's okay. I don't think proper supermarket's any
school
good.
School pickups?
No, not out of the car.
I've
if you're
an
in-car
in
school pickup.
Marto, can I just test the supermarket rule? Because I'm about to move into a place in Tenerife that is above a metro supermarket, which is the little one. Now, that's not a full-size supermarket. Geez. It's literally downstairs.
There's always a loophole.
Is that... Would you permit me in my Ugg boots?
I ducked out to get sour cream.
It's the same building.
Yeah, you know, like
building.
Everyone showered in their jammies,
but
ready for bed,
the
and then I'm like gone to make beef stroganoff and gone, oh, no sour cream. I've got to duck down the shop quickly.
Shop or servo or 7-Eleven?
Shop. Woolies.
Full-size or metro?
Full-size. Right.
No, illegal.
All right, listen. Let's push on, but we want 133353. We just want to sort this out. How far can you go from home with your jammies on? Let's break it down. If you want loopholes like you're trying to search for, that's fine. 133353.
Yeah, maybe the rule could be, did you go somewhere really far and feel uncomfortable? Tell us about that.
Did
how
you
far
see
did you
somebody?
Go?
Like, what about kids' footy? Have you seen somebody at kids' footy in their jammies, like full dressing gown? Just give me the text that your friend just sent you, please.
She said you, Hastings Street, Noosa equals PJs. I did had forgotten. I regularly wear my pajamas, it seems.
We know, mate. Around. We didn't want to bring it up, but you're in PJs a lot.
Another friend of mine opened her doggy daycare place that I mentioned. I wore my pajamas there. But it's what you accessorise it with. Like I had a cool puffer jacket, pair of sneakers. No, not good.
Can I? Rachel from the Valley got through to us on the burner phone, got arrested in my nightgown once, ended up at the police station in just the gown, no underwear and underneath. Okay. We'll never leave the house without being fully clothed again. Well, it's a lesson learned.
I mean, at least least when I got arrested, I had a nice dress on, Rachel. I mean,
as a female, I'm not worried about that. But if there's a bloke kicking around in a dress and going with no undies on, lock him up.
Oh, for sure.
Matt from Pack Pines, 133353. How far can you wear your jammies from home?
Morning, guys. Last night, my wife and I took the dog for a walk at about 6:30 for about 3K in our jammies.
Yeah.
Well, are you 10 years of age, Matt?
I wish.
Matt, I'm okay with it. Is it because it's cold and your pyjamas are the warmest, comfiest thing you own?
No, we were just sitting on the couch ready to watch some TV and the dog was in and we go for a walk. So I thought I'll put some thongs on and away we
go. Oh, thongs. Did anyone have slippers or Uggs on? Your partner maybe, Matt.
My wife had
unfair talk. Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Have you seen the Crocs that have fur on the inside, Matt? They're unbelievable. Anyway, let's push on.
I do notice the sole on Uggs is getting more hardy, like, and they're getting a bit of grip as if they're catering to the market of outdoorsy people.
Of outdoor wear. Yeah.
Where
I'm okay
hiking,
with it.
Maybe. I'm a Croc lover.
It's just a form of footwear.
I know you are, Mark. Marta, you're also a toe shoe wearer,
sock wearer.
Let's keep it with jammies. Mitch from Shaler Park. I suppose Mitch is from Shaler Park. Is that you, Mitch?
Yeah, mate.
How far is too far to wear your pyjamas?
A metre past your letterbox.
Oh. What, to go and get the bins?
Why a metre?
Probably the bins, I'd say. Yeah.
Unacceptable anywhere else. Is that right, Mitch, what you're saying?
Yep.
Do you wear pyjamas, Mitch? You don't sound like a pyjama-wearing kind of guy. Do you frequent Peter Alexander or are you a birthday suit kind of guy?
What do you wear to bed?
Who's Peter Alexander?
Yeah, don't worry. Okay. I think he plays in the centres for East. Marto and Margo on
Triple M Breakfast. Origin Sunday night, Origin 2 over in Perth. We've got your tickets to Origin 3 at Suncorp. Either a decider or Queensland's chance to whitewash, maroon wash, if you will. You can be there before 8 a.m. We'll give you those ticks.
Oh, Margo, the night of nights, television's night of nights, they kept on calling it. The Logies last night down the Gold Coast. A lot of fake excitement.
I didn't watch it, I'm sorry.
It was a load of... Anyway,
I didn't think we would be covering off on the Logies today.
Neither did I, but the news had finished at 7 and I went, I wonder what's this? The Logies red carpet. There were so many people I've never seen before in my life dressed up and walking down there, and then finally I saw someone I did know, Sophie Monk.
Oh, yeah.
My God, she defied gravity.
She looked
gravity.
Incredible, didn't she?
She defied gravity, both in the face and the boobs. It was extraordinary how it all just stayed together, and that's the sort of night it was. It got underway, and I didn't watch too much of it, but Karl Stefanovic was the punching bag for every comedian last night. They'd slip him one in here, then they'd throw one over the top. Poor bugger.
It's become the entertainment, hasn't it, for the opening, and they do the lots comedians. Of roasting. Mm. You know, I'm like, this is not a roast. This is the Logies.
Yeah, well, it's all they've got. Now, it used to be exciting to see celebrities. Now you see them on Insta. So this is their angle, is to roast each other.
Just seems to be reality TV stars and comedians run the show. Now, where are the actual actors?
We don't have any.
There's not many of them around.
I'm looking at the paper
today. I'll
tell
you where they are. They're in America, Margot.
What is a Simone Hotsnagel? What is a Janice Peterson? What is a Jacinta Stapleton?
I mean, that was the most often asked question. Who's that?
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
Hey, listen, I was looking, what's Carl's wife's name these days? Jasmine Jarre.
Jasmine.
I was hoping she might jump onto the stage and hit a couple of the comedians. Just give them a bit.
Take my husband's name out your mouth. Finish to have a Will Smith moment.
I'll tell you what, the locals were excited. They interviewed them.
Locals ready and excited for the most glamorous night in Australian television.
I like it for the fashion of the dresses, the fashion.
Brings a good exposure to the Gold Coast. I love it.
Mm. Who are you wearing? Oh, budgie smuggler. Now, listen, there were so many reality, obviously that's why I didn't know them, because they're reality TV stars, including these two. I don't know, how do all these people make it on a TV?
Travel guides Matt and Brett grabbing some lunch in Broadbeach.
What? Yeah, look, this is just a light lunch. Still going to be able to fit
whichever one you are.
I actually like travel guides.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, they travel around the country and they give reviews. Yeah. It's quite funny.
Yeah.
It's like Gogglebox. You know, people just literally sitting on their couch watching TV.
It's really funny, is it?
Well, it's just normal people.
Marto, after the show, I do want to play a game with you, seat filler or celebrity. where they have Logie seat fillers that come in to fill up the tables for the telecast. Yeah. I want to show you seat fillers or, in inverted commas, celebrities and see if you can tell them apart.
It'd be less than a 5%.
Well, they would have had their work cut out for them because there was a heap of no-shows. Like, some of the people that won big awards didn't even decide to turn up, and only one of them sent in a video to say thank you.
No.
There was 5 really awkward moments where they went, and the winner is, he's not here.
There was a woman won an award, and Sam Pang went up to collect it.
And normally they throw to, like, a video. Oh, but he's, you know, he wants to say thank you for his award. No, there's not even that. So there was just hosts naming the people that, and then go, I'm going to accept this award on his behalf.
Because they're very busy. They're filming something in a faraway place, or they're fighting a war in Ukraine or whatever.
How insulting that in a world where everyone literally carries a high definition camera around in their pocket, they couldn't find a camera to record a message. Yeah, it would have taken
it's called an iPhone.
No one cares.
Disrespecting the Logies. It'll never happen. What about these mob? Like, they were, the Gold Coast people were so keen to see the stars because they haven't seen them for COVID. They haven't seen stars for 3 years.
We've seen a few people on Instagram getting ready in their rooms and we're like, they might be here. It's just so surreal for me being here, knowing that, like, all these people from TV, you know, are here.
Everyone feel better about themselves. You're not that woman.
Oh, God.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Marco.
The Origin team for Queensland just got announced just then. New South Wales, they made 5 changes or whatever. We've only made 2 injury-enforced changes. That Murray Taulagi, who scores those spectacular tries in the corner for the Cowboys.
Yep.
He's in the starting team for Coates.
Xavier Coates, yep.
And Lindsay Collins. Remember he came on? He was a replacement. Not many people talked about him, but he was magnificent from the Roosters. And so he's in the starting lineup. I do have one question. They have full 22 is here. Corey Oates is indeed, like Dobbo told us. Reece Walsh is in the 22 as well. But Bo Firmer, and you'd say, what's a Bo Firmer? What a funny old name, Bo Firmer.
You asked this question last year of Lindsay Collins. Do you remember where you were like, what is a Lindsay Collins when he got selected in last year?
And then what happened?
He blew your socks out of the water. He had an incredible first game, and then his aunt.
He blew your socks out of the water.
Beryl or something?
Did Aunt Beryl ring? Yeah, Aunt Beryl rang and said, Lindsay Collins is my nephew. We're like, okay.
All right. So
Bo Firmer, you next year might be speaking in high regard.
Auntie Edna might give us a ring at some stage and tell us what a Bo Firmer is.
He could blow your socks out of the water as well. I like it, Margaret.
Blow your socks off.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, that Bo Firmer, he scored that try on the weekend. He threw a dummy in.
Who's he play for?
Gold Coast Titans. That's why you may not have heard of him.
I haven't heard of him.
Should we do it? Do you want to give away some ticks?
Yeah, we're at that stage. We've been promising it all morning.
Look at the phones. So it's Mate of Origin. So we'll explain it all up next. Basically, it involves you trusting someone to do something, a mate of yours, and then you're both off to Origin 3.
All this week, but this is the first one today.
Let's go.
Triple M's Mate of Origin.
Yes, you heard correctly. Not State of Origin, although it's about State of Origin. Mate of Origin. We want to get you to State of Origin. Game 3, what's either going to be the decider at Suncorp or the chance for a maroon wash. We're doing it all week. Fiona is going to be the first person on board here. Good morning, Fiona.
Hey, how you going?
Hi, Fiona. You love your Origin?
Do love my Origin, definitely.
Now tell us, you're a Queenslander, of course, Fiona, aren't you?
Maybe not.
What a start we've got. That's okay.
It's not about the state. This is about your mate, because you've nominated someone, your best friend, that we're going to call on your behalf. Now, if said mate, which is who?
Zara.
Have you rung her this morning?
Maybe.
Well, that's okay.
Smart.
Fiona, if Zara, when we ring her, answers, the two of you, best mates, mate of origin, you're going, right? You got the tickets.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been to a Suncorp State of Origin?
Never.
Wow, this is huge.
But if Zara doesn't answer our call, Daryl from Tingalpa is on the line waiting to scoop up those tickets on your behalf.
Daryl.
Yeah.
So hopefully you can hear the phone call as it takes place. So you'll be death riding Fiona. Would that be right?
Oh yeah.
Fiona, we're going to ring her now. Are you ready?
Right. Yeah, I'm ready.
Just ask a question. What does she? What's she? A mum? Is she a single girl? What's Sarah's story?
She's my daughter.
Daughter.
Would she be busy at this time of the morning?
She will be. But 30 hours of labour says that she has to answer the phone for her mum.
30 hours.
That's big payback.
She must have had one hell of a head on her.
So, Fiona, will you take her as well if you win these tickets? It'll be the two of you?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Is she also a non-Queensland fan?
True.
Did this 30 hours of labour happen in any, did that happen in a New South Wales hospital?
No.
So she's a Queenslander.
She's a Queenslander.
She was born in Queensland.
This is state of origin, and this competition's made of
it. Doesn't matter anymore.
All right. I don't know how you got through.
As you please. Well, this is the moment. Zara, will she pay you back for those 30 hours worth of labour? Fiona, let's find out.
Helen speaking.
Oh my gosh, she picked up right away! Zara, your mum was riding on the fact that because she endured 30 hours of labour with you, that you owed it to her to pick up your phone.
Oh, right. It's the least I can do.
Now, Zara, you're going with mum. How exciting is that?
Oh, that's super exciting.
Yes. Do you think you could wear a Queensland jersey because you were born in Queensland?
I don't think I could bring myself to do it.
Oh, no. Talking to Greg Inglis, what's the flip-flopping going? You're born in Queensland, mate. You're one of us. Why have you disowned us?
I don't know. Just
she grew up brainwashed under Fiona. It's a cult. It's a thing.
Well, Fiona, this is on you. Well done. Sorry, Daryl. Oh. We don't even need to talk to you. He'll be disappointed. Fiona, well done.
That's fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Fiona and Zara are off to Origin, state of Origin number 3.
Thanks to Mate of Origin. Can I just say this? Comes to Brisbane for Game 3, Wednesday, 13 July. Secure your seat, nrl.com/tickets, or with us here at 104.5 Triple M. We're doing it all week. Mate of Origin.
Do we need people to ring as well to nominate for tomorrow and the next day?
Sure, why not? Why don't you get in ahead of time right now? 133353.
Marto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
Hey, there was more concern for Sleepy Joe Biden, the leader of the free world, yesterday. Did you see him on Father's Day going for a bike ride in Delaware down to his beach house, apparently? Nice and quiet time it is. There's about 10 people in front of you, 10 people behind you while you're going for a bike ride, all your security, and there's people lining the little bike path.
Was it a proper bicycle or was it a mountain bike or a cruiser?
You know one of the problems, as a person who rides a bike now, there's so many ways that they can hide that the fact that they've got little motor, their little e-motor in them. And I hate that.
Was it one of those?
I'm not saying that because he was riding on the flat, but quite simply when he stopped to say hello to some people, he fell off.
Oh, yeah. The headline going around was Joe Biden. And he stacked it. Did he get clipped in?
He didn't have boots. Cycling shoes that clip in, like, say, cleats. Me or cleats. Mm. He just had those little ones where his sand shoes go into the toe, but his toe got caught.
Oh, poor Joe. Did he fall over?
He fell over on the ground. It just fell like someone had shot. He just fell straight to the ground like that.
Oh, no. Did he hurt himself?
He got up onto his own. He's 79 years of age. And that's what I want to talk about.
Thin skin. Or did he bleed out?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, they have. What do you call that skin?
Thin skin. Yeah.
Well, I hope he's okay. But he'd be resting up. But what I do want to talk about is a mate sent me. We worried about Donald Trump. We went, oh, God, we need to get rid of him.
God, he rambles.
Here's Joe Biden last week explaining science to some little... He was talking to kids at school. Here's the president of the United States, the world's largest economy, the leader of the free world. This is him trying to talk sense. I think he may have had a stroke.
And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are... Why can't... The experts say we know that this virus is in fact we know why all the drugs approved are not.
Have you edited that?
That has not been touched on.
Is he old, literally has no clue, or is he lying?
do you think he might be an anti-vaxxer? No, he just cannot work out. And then there was a bit on the man on the moon, and I do not know what he's talking about.
If your kid wanted to find out whether or not there were, there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not.
What?
You know, who are the people they talk to beyond the kids who love talking about it?
Who is he talking to? Jesus.
Who knows?
But leave it to the experts.
Gee, it makes you look back into the distant past with a sense of, oh, I wish he could come back.
Hundreds of thousands of people are going to die. You know what I want to do? I want to come way under the models. The professionals did the models. I was never involved in a model. But at least this kind of a model.
At least he had a sense of humour.
At least it made sense. Yeah.
Made sense. And he had a sense of humour.
It's Triple M.
With Marto and Margot.
I know I shouldn't drive down the sport path while also talking about the Queen, but, you know, thank you. You thought I wasn't going to talk about the Queen anymore after the platinum stuff, but I just can't help myself because something huge has happened.
Oh.
You know Peter Volandis, the supremo of NRL?
Yes.
Haven't seen him lately, have you?
No. What has he been doing? He does the racing too, though, doesn't he? Isn't he the head of Racing New South Wales?
CEO of Racing New South Wales. And as part of that role, he has had a brush with the Queen.
Oh.
Not just a brush. And you know how he hangs around rugby league royalty all the time, of course, Peter Volandis, but he actually, last Wednesday, and I've dug this up, he sat next to the Queen during a lunch at Windsor Castle.
Oh, my goodness.
And going, Volandis.
Rubbing shoulders.
What is Volandis going over to Windsor Castle? Did the Queen summons him to talk about the bunker and what a shit job they're doing? I'm not sure.
Maybe to get a hot tip on a favourite in one of the races
Was indeed a racing thing. It was the same day that Nature Strip won over there at Royal Ascot.
Oh,
of course. You know how the Queen loves her horses. But can you imagine little Queenie? He didn't just get invited to lunch. He sat next to the Queen.
How did he get there?
I tell you what, his mate called Johnny Warren is the Queen's boss, you know, the boss of all her horses.
She owns
so many horses.
Of course.
They were they're old mates. He said, hey, come to lunch. Oh, where do you want to go? Some restaurant? No, come to the Queen's joint. Sat Volandis, the supremo of NRL, sat next to the Queen. Can you imagine her? Oh, and what do you do?
Rugby league.
Yes, thank you, Peter. Would have been one a hell of a lunch. What
Triple
about
M.
that one?
Marto and Margo.
Marto and Margo. Triple M breakfast.
Well, something has happened, Marto and Dan, because there's always something happening in the world of TV. We obviously saw the Logies over the weekend as well. But Joey...
Oh, Logies!
I know,
it was so good!
Television's night of nights.
If anyone is desperate to hear about the Logies, we are going to be wrapping it up a little bit later in the show.
Oh, geez, are we?
Joey, who works in production at Channel 10, has let us know of a change to their morning lineup. Because, of course, you know that there's Studio 10 with Sarah Harris and Bo Ryan, former NRL player.
No, I don't know any of that because...
Denise Drysdale.
I'm not one of the three Australians who watches Studio 10.
Well...
Does it run for like 6 hours?
I'm not sure. But
I think Stevie Jacobs, the old Today Show weatherman, is having a punt at whatever the Channel 10 thing is. So Studio, I think he's on there as well.
So are you telling me before Studio 10, which runs most of the day, there's a little show on?
Well, I'm about to tell you, yes. Channel 10 are going to launch a new half-hour breakfast show that will air before Studio 10.
Half-hour.
It's going to be hosted out of Sydney and Melbourne and is set to feature live crosses, interviews, sports and weather.
It's the only breakfast show that goes for less time than it takes you to actually eat breakfast.
The breakfast slot has been a ratings disaster for Channel 10.
Man.
The 10 execs are hoping that the new half-hour bulletin will give Studio 10 a good ratings lead-in.
Good luck to you. Do you know what's on Channel 10 in the mornings? I'm just looking
at it. What is?
At 7 o'clock, Judge Judy gets a run.
Oh, I love Judge Judy.
Bold and Beautiful at 7:30.
And
then Studio 10 at 8 until 12. So it's a four-hour show.
Now, who was the Kiwi bloke who had a tilt? Paul Henry? Was that his name? Remember a Kiwi bloke? Yeah.
Wasn't there an Irish guy too in there?
None of
Scottish
it was good.
Or Irish? Yeah.
Good on you. Oh, well.
I do love Sarah Harris, though. So.
If anyone doesn't know what's going on in the ratings for breakfast TV, can you just, it's Koshy and Sunrise first.
ABC.
ABC second, and then Big Carl
today
coming
show.
Third.
Yeah. I mean, weekend today does very, very well, though, of course.
Well, that's because you're the weather guy.
Oh, that's right.
Sort of give it a block.
Here's a rumour. Josh from Paddington, founding member of the Hoodoo Gurus Brisbane fan group, is there for privy information that normal people aren't.
Oh, my gosh.
He has shared with us a story about the Gurus, their music being played by Ukrainian soldiers over there in Ukraine. The story's been shared by band member Dave Faulkner, who said that the band is touched to know their music is making a difference to the people of Ukraine. In the private and exclusive post that Josh has shared with us, Dave Faulkner, has also hinted at some new music for the Gurus, inspired by the bravery of the Ukrainian soldiers.
Is What's My Scene just clarification that they say, war, that's what our scene is.
Our scene is war.
Yeah, should right, they be playing that song? War. What is it good for?
Edward Starr.
Absolutely nothing.
We might send you to Ukraine to sort all this out. Is that all right?
Yeah, forget Bono. Put Margot in the subways to sing.
Tell Vladimir Putin if you don't stop this, Margot will continue singing.
She'll sing and sing. It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show. Triple M.